Here's a look at your KLEM news for this Saturday morning. An army of dentists and volunteers began providing free dental care to area patients at 6:30 Friday morning in Sioux City's Tyson Event Center. More than 530 patients had entered the clinic as of 2 o'clock Friday afternoon to receive services including cleanings, extractions, fillings, and more. Joni Miller, a dental assistant instructor at Western Iowa Tech Community College, brought many of her students with her to help in that effort.
Every year that we've had Mission of Mercy, no matter where it's at in the state, we bring our students to volunteer. They also get their first experiences working in dentistry, doing restorations, doing fillings, white fillings, silver fillings, sterilization to recirculate the instruments, a little bit of oral surgery. Whatever they need us to do, that's what we pitch in and do.
It is the 10th year that Miller has taken part in the Mission of Mercy effort that takes place in a different Iowa city each year. This year's location made it extra special for Miller.
Since we're in Sioux City, I get to see a lot of my past grads, so it really makes me smile to know that they were impressed with it and come back to volunteer again and again.
Corey Van Sickler drove from Fort Dodge to join her daughter to help in the effort.
I am with my daughter, who works for a pharmacist in Des Moines. She's helping out here, so if they needed help, I'm here.
She helped out in the pharmacy with paperwork and guiding patients to where they needed to be. Iowa Mission of Mercy is a free annual dental clinic that has seen more than 14,000 patients and provided more than $9 million in free dental care since 2008. The clinic will begin seeing patients again today, Saturday morning, at 6:30 a.m. at the Tyson Event Center. Absentee ballots for the November 6th general election are now available as of October 8th in the auditor's office at the Plymouth County Courthouse during regular business hours of 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday to vote in person. Absentee ballots may be cast in the auditor's office until Monday, November 5th, until 5 p.m. Absentee ballots to be mailed to voters must be requested in writing. Forms are available at the Plymouth County Auditor's Office or at www.co.plymouth.ia.us under Online Services and In-County Forms. Absentee ballot request forms can be mailed to the Auditor's Office at 215 4th Avenue Southeast, Lamars. Voters may contact the Auditor's Office and an absentee ballot request form can be mailed to the voter. Voters requesting an absentee ballot to be mailed to them must have the request form to the auditor's office no later than 5 p.m. on Saturday, November 3rd, as that is the last day that absentee ballots can be mailed out to voters. The auditor's office provides the postage for all absentee ballots returned by mail. Ballots must be postmarked prior to midnight, November 5th of 2018, the day prior to the election, or they can be delivered to the auditor's office before the polls close at 9 p.m. on November 6th, 2018, Election Day. If you wish to absentee vote in the auditor's office Monday, October 29th through Monday, November 5th, you are not registered to vote already, then you will be required to complete the EDR Election Day registration process at the auditor's office prior to casting your absentee ballot. The EDR voter registration process requires a valid photo identification and one form of proof of Plymouth County residency. Examples of proof of residency can be the valid Iowa driver's license with your current Plymouth County address, a utility bill, a cell phone bill, residential lease, bank statement, paycheck, government check, the vehicle registration, or even a tax assessment. Iowa's Governor Kim Reynolds has ordered flags on state property flown at half staff this weekend to honor a fallen World War II soldier and firefighters killed in the line of duty. Governor Kim Reynolds requests that all U.S. and state flags be lowered during the daytime hours on Saturday to honor Army Private Donald E. Brown of Thompson, who was killed in action on July 28th of 1944 when his tank was destroyed by enemy fire in France. The 24-year-old's remains were buried at an American military cemetery in France as an unknown soldier. His remains were disinterred last year and identified through DNA testing. He will be buried with full military honors Saturday in Thompson. On Sunday, flags will again be lowered in observance of the Fallen Firefighters Memorial Service. October is recognized as Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and a local auto dealership is doing its part to call attention to the deadly disease. Total Motors of Lamar's will donate $100 for each vehicle sold during the month of October towards breast cancer research and to individuals adversely affected by breast cancer. Mitch Kistoffel explains why the auto dealership has an interest in the disease.
At Total Motors, we're really trying to step up, and Chevrolet does a big part with making strides against breast cancer. And at Total Motors, we even put it one step further. You're right, we're going to be donating $100 towards every vehicle that is sold during the month of October. All those funds are going to be staying local, and we ask that individuals in the community nominate somebody that they know that currently has breast cancer, has had breast cancer, and could benefit financially. And they can do that nominating by going on our website at totalmotors.com and just submitting their story from there. So we're really just trying to create more awareness with it. Everybody is aware of it, but we're trying to do our part by giving back to the community, the people that help us, and the people that really need more help at this time.
Each Friday during the month of October, the employees of Total Motors will be wearing pink-colored polo shirts to call additional attention and awareness to breast cancer. This marks the second year that Total Motors has had a campaign about breast cancer. Kristoffel says last year's efforts were very successful, and they hope to duplicate that effort.
We had $10,000 last year that we donated, and that went five different ways. Three were local individuals that were nominated, and two were selected organizations. Last year it was the Susan B. Komen Foundation and Floyd Valley Healthcare. And so we have in mind a couple of different organizations, but still looking for some nominations in that regard as well. So just, yeah, trying to keep it up like we did last year and give back to those individuals who are really in the time of need at this point.
Kristoffel says that even if people are not looking to replace a vehicle, they still can help just by taking a photo.
Not in the market for a vehicle, you can take a picture. Chevrolet does a big push with the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, hashtag iDrive4, and they'll donate $5 towards breast cancer foundations in your honor just by taking a picture and putting their hashtag in that photo. Okay. And you can come down. We've got a photo prop that you can take a picture and get that posted on your social media sites.
The breast awareness campaign at Total Motors will continue throughout the entire month of October. That is a look at your news for this Saturday morning.